The Russian read slowly. He smoothed back the hair that used to grow at his bald pate. His eyebrows were furrowed, as if he were troubled, or looking for trouble. He apparently didn't find it.
Definitely, Lenin. You are correct. No Russian worth his salt mine would miss his style. This is most curious.
I was relieved that my take on the 3-page letter was in fact penned by Lenin. And I said, yes, most curious. My thoughts exactly. That launched Pashinko's eyes. They lit up. He had something, a belief on my part, and he went for me.
Surely you do not believe those stories that two of the royal family survived the execution at Yekaterinburg?
I shrugged, and feigned I did not hold to the possibility of part of Tsar Nicholas' family escaping. I said, to this day, the bodies of Alexei and Anastasia have never been found. Now this.
You Americans really are conspiratorialists. A plot to everything. And please do not point out that it is your job. By the way, what is your job? Being American? A conspiratorialist? Or a CIA agent?
I parried. I did not relish being cast as a mouse in this game. I kept my poker face and replied, all three, I suppose. The Russian saw my move. He knew how I had slipped off the ropes.
You are charming. No, that does not do you justice. Your Kennedy was charming. And later Clinton. Yes, they were charming. You are clever. Tell me, do you like chess?
I smiled back. I knew where he was going. I said, I do like chess, but I don't play, because as a chess player, I am not clever. I am merely charming.